This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump visits five swing states Sunday in a weekend sprint against challenger Joe Biden and just days before the U.S. presidential election. The candidates campaigned in crucial states in the Midwest and Southeast on Saturday. Mr. Trump rallies voters Sunday in toss-up states Michigan, Iowa, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, while Biden focuses on Pennsylvania, a key battleground likely to play an important role in Tuesday's election, underscoring the high stakes and the disruptive impact of the coronavirus pandemic. A record 92 million early votes have already been cast in what is looking to be the biggest voter turnout in a century. The election takes place in a deeply divided country with feelings so heated that gun sales have surged. Businesses in some cities, including Washington, D.C., have boarded up, and police are preparing for violence. Polls open in Algeria Sunday for a vote on a revised constitution. The regime hopes will neutralize a protest movement, which last year drove the country's longtime president from power. The current president has pitched the revisions as meeting the demands of the HIRAC, a youth-led protest movement that staged huge demonstrations until the coronavirus pandemic shut them down. But observers say the fresh document doesn't offer much that's new. State media has promoted calls for a yes vote, while those supporting a no vote have been banned from holding meetings, said one 78-year-old voter. I voted yes so my country doesn't collapse. Voters in ex-Soviet Moldova also went to the polls on Sunday to elect a president under the watchful eye of Moscow, which wants the country to stay close. The pro-Moscow president is seeking a four-year mandate, with his biggest challenger wanting to join the EU.